Hello and welcome to The Real Easy Show. I'm Evan Franklin.
And I'm John Wittig.
Today we have special guests.
Hi, I'm Chris Brady.
Chris Brady, how are you doing, man? Special guy.
I am a special guy. Thank you.
Yeah, haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a minute. I probably won't be back here for a while, sadly. But
yeah,
I go to UCF, and I went to high school with Evan and John.
Down in Orlando.
Orlando's a cool city.
You go to Disney World a lot?
No, Disney World's really expensive, and I have no money
at the moment. Go to Universal?
Yeah, I'm getting Universal passes soon, actually. Yeah? Yeah.
Like, it's a better park.
Yeah, it's more fun and there's less children. You're not a Disney
type of guy. You don't like the princesses. Disney
has way too many children. Yeah, they're always in the way and they're really loud, but they have nothing good to say.
Yeah,
they're just screaming.
Sounds a lot like Chris Brady.
Yeah. So if you don't know Chris Brady, he's a pretty opinionated guy, and pretty loud guy. He shows this. So you write articles. I read them sometimes.
Oh, thank you.
Attaboy. Yeah. I read them sometimes.
I read them sometimes.
Sometimes on occasion.
Can't read everyone.
The topic strikes me as
I don't even read them sometimes.
Yeah.
we have to put one out every week. I write online for this website called The Odyssey, and it's just like college kids who either are made. Most of them are journalism majors. I'm not. I'm majoring in advertising, public relations, and I'm a minor in Spanish, political science. Or that's the plan. And so that site is basically like, you just apply and you put in like a writing sample. It's really not that hard to get on because it's meant for college students to have like some sort of a voice where they want to. And mine kind of started because, like, you know, I have strong political opinions. You're aware of that.
Yeah.
And that's most of my writing on there. But I got really annoyed like just during election season because that was just such a trash period of time for everyone in terms of like the internet and everyone. Nobody really like had arguments. And I like had so many opinions, but I had nowhere to put them. Like I couldn't just blow up Twitter. You can't write like
get unfollowed pretty often.
Yeah, you get unfollowed. You get unfollowed too quickly, and like if you're just tweeting out like 600 word like threads, like no one, who cares? I don't read threads on Twitter. You know, I see them sometimes, and unless they're like conspiracy theory threads, I'm not gonna go through them.
Yeah,
like here's a thread that's important, and I'm like, I doubt it.
I'm
gonna go
so.
Look for some memes.
Yeah.
So I did that to kind of put my like opinions in like an outlet.
Yeah.
That is also productive and beneficial to a resume.
That's cool. Yeah.
Because it's a professional thing. It's on my resume.
So you obviously enjoy that.
Yeah, it's definitely enjoyable. And I'm an editor now too. So I edit the articles. We have one editor in chief. We have six contributing editors, and we have about for the UCF chapter. And then we have about 80 writers on the team. So I go through. We each go through about 9 or 10 people per week. Generally, we have assigned to us, and most of them submit each week, and we, you know, do that. And then we have the girl who used to be our editor-in-chief is now actually on, like, the board of the headquarters. She does – the headquarters are in New York, and she does things like that.
Is that a job, or does she
– She gets paid. Yeah. Okay. I don't get paid.
Right, that's what I figured.
Yeah, no, none of us – the editor-in-chiefs of each the editor-in-chiefs of each chapter, there's chapters all across the country at, like, schools and stuff and, like, cities and different things like that. And so the editor-in-chiefs get paid pretty much, like, a minimum wage, minimum wage per, like, month, I think. It's, like, every 2 weeks, a minimum wage job based on how, like, they calculate how often you're going to be working. They have to do video calls with, like, people from the headquarters. And because there is, like, a very big – I didn't know this when I applied, but it's, like, a real – you know, their headquarters in New York, and there's a real, like, hierarchy between it. And, like, the people at the top are, like, real journalists.
Yeah.
Who are trying to, like, make, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Let younger kids get into it and kind of have.
So it's not just through your university?
No, not at all. It's totally unaffiliated with UCF.
Okay.
There's no actual affiliation. There's a UCF chapter, and then there's a Central Florida chapter, which is just, like, out there. Odyssey's its own company.
Yeah.
And they do their own thing. They have their own funding.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool little site, and it's super, like I said, it's super easy to get involved in because you just have to be decent. You have to be eloquent, like somewhat eloquent in your opinions, and you have to be a decent writer.
So like when I see you post about your articles and stuff, is like how often do you get to write them, I guess?
We have to have one each week.
Okay.
So I try not to, so a lot of the times like I'm writing one each week and I'm not always going to blast it all over my social media because sometimes I don't think they're like really worth me blasting it everywhere.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, it's, you know, I'll put them in and I'm like, yeah, that was
good.
Are
the topics assigned to you?
No. You write whatever you want. Okay. That's kind of that's the other thing is it's not like, that's one of the reasons it's not like, you know, a real journalist's, you know, news site. Cause it's just kids writing about whatever they feel like they can write about.
That's cool.
But it's really cool because you can do whatever you want. And because I write, my topics are either politics or sports almost always. That's really my, because it's the things I'm most informed on.
Yeah.
Politics and sports. I like sports a lot and I'm pretty informed on politics and I'm passionate about it, especially after this last 2 year stretch of mediocrity and ineptitude.
Yeah.
So I've written things about just like how, like, you know, different opinions on politicians, moves by Trump, Bernie, Hillary. I wrote one about pot because that should totally be legal. a lot of people liked that one.
Yeah.
That was that one got a lot of positive responses from people. I put that one everywhere on social media and they're just like, yeah, thank you, like, this makes sense, you really nailed that one. I was like, yeah, it was really easy. there's so many numbers and logic behind this. It's amazing to me that's not legal. What's your opinion on that, Evan,
on pot? I mean, I think it should be legal.
I figure most people have that opinion.
At least decriminalize it. Doesn't make any sense to arrest someone.
Yeah, I agree with
you. I mean, I was just wondering, we don't necessarily have to talk about that, but it's just, you know, that's an interesting topic because it's somehow still a thing that people are fighting. And that's one, I wrote an article about that. Since we're talking about that, I wrote like about, you know, Jeff Sessions, because he's an idiot and he's like 70 and he's our senator.
Yeah.
He was our senator before he was attorney general. So everyone from Alabama kind of like saw that happen. And he's just like, you know, he's swearing that he's going to fight pot. We're just like, dude, do something else. Like, there's so many other things that are actually a problem.
Yeah, that seems like an uphill battle now, no matter what.
No, absolutely. And it's going to drive away like from that party. That's all that's doing is it's hurting that party. I mean, everything they've done for the last 2 years is hurting that party. But if we're saying more specific moves, he's fighting pot and it's like millennials. I'm like, no, I don't know anyone my age who thinks pot should be illegal or even like any sort of criminalized.
Yeah.
I can't, and we're, you know, the voting maps are very blue in the future. The election results from 2016 were, I think if it was the 18 to 25 demographic vote, I think Hillary won 48 states.
Wow.
So, I don't quote me on that, but I saw the map and it was just very blue. And
I mean, even if you're slightly wrong.
Yeah, exactly. It's like she would have won like this amount of states. I'm like, well, that's the future of our whole country.
It's true.
So that's kind of like what I do. I write about what comes to my mind. Different.
How
opinions.
Did you find that site?
I
how to publish articles.
I dated it or saw like casually dated a girl and she was on it. And I was just like, yeah, like, all right, this seems cool. And,
like that went from dated to saw to casually dated. Like that was such like,
yeah, it was a weird, it was a
step down.
I don't, yeah, okay. No, it was weird. I don't talk about it, but, okay. That you asked
hopefully
me.
Hopefully she won't hear this.
Hopefully she does.
Yeah. That's the better way. But, she was writing on it and I like saw the site and I was just like, well, I like to write, like, I can do this, like,
so
did you write for the school newspaper at Hoover?
You did broadcasting.
I did broadcasting at
that's
Hoover.
What it was.
I wrote for the newspaper in Simmons before I got kicked off because I was not prepared for anything ever when I was in 7th and 8th grade. Seventh grade was a disaster. But I did broadcasting in high school, so I messed around with like different film type stuff and like the shows that we did and the journalist type.
You said what is your major now? One of them, at least?
Advertising/public relations. It's same major.
Oh, okay.
It's one
major. I thought you said two. Okay.
I did. It sounds like two majors, but it's one because it's like half and half. Like each
half
part.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Each part is like one half of a major.
Yeah.
And
half a giraffe.
Because they're very.
I'm sorry.
they're very intertwined, like yeah. in the industry, PR and public relations and advertising are very similar. You have to be, you know, at the forefront of the public eye.
Mm-hmm. So do you think you'll make commercials? Is that what you're trying to do?
I have no idea what I want to do yet, but I would probably be steering towards the PR side just because I think...
Is that something that you developed more when you were in college?
Like, yeah, I saw it as a major and kind of found some interest in it because I didn't really want to like be doing like general business stuff. Cause yeah, I don't.
It sounds lame too. It's like, oh, I'm going to be a business major.
Yeah, I'm a business major. Like, oh my God, what's your major, bro? I'm an accounting major. Yeah, so is everyone else in this house. So it's like, I hate math. Like, I'm not good at math, so I don't really want to be involved in business. So I kind of like saw that as a major, and I had to take gen eds for the last year and a half, 2 years anyway.
Oh,
so
really?
Like, it didn't really.
Is that a school policy? Or?
That's just kind of, it just depends where, it's Florida more. Okay. Depends, like, you just need certain prereqs to get into most, all majors.
I got you.
And all the majors require different ones.
Yeah.
And I was just
I think most programs you don't really start doing your major stuff until like junior year.
Yeah,
anyway.
Junior,
I mean,
senior.
Same for me.
The weird thing about going to a school in Florida is a lot of people are ahead. So I'm like gonna be in college for a solid 4 years. I might like take an extra semester depending on how it goes, which is fine by me. It's all downhill after this. But a lot of kids come in with dual enrollment's free in Florida. So a lot of kids come in with their AAs. Yeah. They do it through the lottery. It's the same way in Georgia.
Dude, I know. That's why we need one.
Facts.
Because then everybody that has B's or higher could go to school for free.
It is pretty
that's
stupid
what Georgia
that
is,
we
basically.
Don't have a... Yeah.
And it
we
wouldn't piss anyone off. There's no... There's no,
I know. And
there'd
be a lottery.
You wouldn't have to raise taxes.
You know how many Hicks would love a lottery, dude?
We need a lottery.
We already won
Your
a lottery.
Kids going to
Every
school.
Time
we need a legalized pot. Use that tax money. Pay for kids to go to college.
Every time we
Alabama won't be dumb anymore.
Every time
we won't be dumb anymore.
Roll the freaking tide, baby. Right,
we're still getting there. Yeah, we'll but every time the Powerball gets really high, people drive to Georgia.
At least you're not Mississippi.
I've done that.
Facts. That's our motto.
Dude, Mississippi is literally the worst one. Driving through Mississippi. I mean, like I stayed in Mississippi a couple of days, bro. Not cool.
My dad worked.
I know you hate Kansas.
Name a city in Mississippi.
Biloxi.
Tupelo.
Tupelo.
Okay. Hattiesburg.
Jackson.
My dad used to work in Jackson. I don't know why I didn't say Jackson, but Mississippi sucks. But
sorry, Mississippi.
No, people. I'm not sorry.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not sorry. I've never.
We're trashing so many states. We've already trashed Kansas once or twice, maybe.
Why'd you trash Kansas? Just cause.
This is bad.
Kansas sucks.
Just bad. You ever been to
Case
Closed?
No, I haven't.
Don't go there. Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's all I mean.
It's like, also, why do we have two Dakotas? If we're trashing states, why is there two of them?
It would look weird, like Dakota. A rectangle, like a tall rectangle like that.
This is like Chodes.
They're better as Chodes. North and south, the Chodes.
And it wasn't like they wanted to have it even 50, because we had them well before we were even close to 50.
It's true. Yeah.
Alaska or Hawaii was one of those non...
Pretty sure Hawaii was the
big one of those fake
right?
states that's I not actually so, yeah. part of the continental U.S. So Alaska was 49, Hawaii was 50.
I've been to Hawaii.
You've been to Alaska, Evan.
Well, he's been to all of them.
Been to all of them.
All 50 states?
All 50.
Damn.
Have you been to Puerto Rico?
I have
Puerto
not.
Puerto Rico.
I'm not.
You've been to D.C.?
Like Washington, D.C.?
Yeah. Okay. Been to Guam?
I've not been to Guam.
Andrew used to live
American
in Guam.
American Samoa?
Yeah, Andrew did live in
You're
Guam.
You're slacking on the territories.
I know, man. I haven't been to
I've never been to territories. I've been to 37 states.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
I think I've been to exactly half of them.
That's so 25.
Yeah. For anybody that couldn't do that.
Quick math.
This is Alabama, man. And we might have listeners from Mississippi now.
Yeah.
I think our test numbers are going up last time I saw.
Yeah. Hoover's a good education.
Hoover's always been good,
Yeah, we're always Niblet better
Nation.
Than the rest. Yeah, Niblet.
I saw Niblet at graduation last night. Oh, my God.
He swole.
Apparently, did you know this? He gets haircuts for free every day. The person that owns the sports clips on 150.
That's stupid.
His trucks are free, too. Every time he wins a state championship,
he gets
a new truck for
free. He gets
free.
A haircut every day.
No way.
I swear to God.
Highest paid gym teacher.
I know
the
woman that cuts his hair, and she literally cuts his hair every single day.
Man.
So he just has a
fun fact, he lives in the house that I used to live in.
So Niblet's
Damn,
day is just
you
crazy.
You upstage Niblet.
So Niblet's friend. So Niblet's day circle. Is just consists of football and getting
crystal
a fresh
circle.
Fade. Like he needs
where it is.
He needs a fresh fade every
don't
single day.
Don't be doxing him, bro. Don't dox Niblet. He'll come out with the shotguns, bro.
My I'm mom. Not about my mom
one day I saw it. One day I drove by there. He was chilling on his front porch, shirtless, writing in a journal.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
He's climbing the mountain.
He's mountain to greatness.
Niblet, we almost had... My mom almost hit Niblet because he runs like an idiot.
Yeah.
when he exercises.
Runs like a T-Rex.
Not only does he run like a T-Rex, but he runs against the road up hills, which is not what you're supposed to do. You are supposed to run against the road when it's flat. But when you're going up an incline and over a hill, you're supposed to, at the very least, be on the grass that the preserve has provided for you.
Yeah.
But he likes to run in the street because he's a psychopath.
A lot of people over here do that.
And she had to swerve out of the way. And if she had, like, if there had been another car, like, it would have been a huge incident.
Yeah.
Or if she'd hit Niblet, we would have had to move. But
yeah.
We would have moved immediately.
Would have been bad.
If she had hit Niblet, we would have moved immediately. Jesus. But that happened twice because he doesn't know how to do things the proper way, at least with running on roads.
Oh, he knows how to coach a football team.
He knows how to coach a football team. That's facts. He's got more rings than I do by, like, infinitely. Yeah. I think I have one, and he's got, like, eight now or something stupid like that.
He caught probes, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, that's Hoover football for anybody.
He definitely did catch probes. Yeah. Respect.
All right, coming back a little probes. Bit.
Bring it on back.
So
I had something about the broadcast. Like,
okay,
so
yeah.
You were in high school. You were part of that. What was it called? Like broadcast club or something.
It was
like that?
Literally just you took a class and they dissolved it because it was a horribly run program. But
yeah,
and but you took the intro class your freshman year, and it was mostly made up of kids who didn't have any other electives, and then like some football players, and then like the other people who like were genuinely interested in like that type of stuff, and I was, so I took the advanced courses, and by senior year you pretty much just you can do what you want. You can make a show, and we had a show, and it was like we had two of the same kid. It was really, and we like had him, we had to time it out and we debate like
I forgot about that. Yeah, that was kind of cool actually.
It was a cool editing thing for us to do because we literally had him debate with himself about current events. It was hilarious.
Did you ever watch it, Evan?
No, I don't think I saw it.
It was called The Trenton Show because
we
Trenton
watched
Davis.
It every day it came out.
I remember like sometimes like my teachers would have on just the normal broadcasting.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
Chris Brady up on the monitor.
Yeah, that was like sophomore, junior year, and I like hated it because like there's like high school stories are not interesting.
Yeah,
like, nobody wants to watch a news story about a high school. Like, what's happening at a high school that needs this newsworthy?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff, but you can't say it.
Yeah, exactly.
When
the
teachers are present.
Yeah, the actual stuff that you can say, like you want to say, isn't actually like it'd be like you remember Yik Yak. It would be like Yik Yak, but on like on a camera.
We could talk about the famous thing that happened on Yik Yak, but I don't think we should.
No, definitely not. Yik Yak is dead, and we should leave Yik Yak in its grave.
I think it actually is still kicking, dude.
I mean, but it was.
Didn't they delete the app?
Well, no, they still have it. Yo, Yik Yak came to UCF. Actually, they had a zip line on our mall.
They came to promote it.
Yeah, they came to promote. They had a zip line on like we have a big mall where.
Sure,
tailgate.
It wasn't Kyle Binko.
I see Kyle every now and again.
He loves his lines.
He's always
slack lines.
He's always, he's always slacklining right outside one of my buildings with his friends. I always give him a wave. Nice kid.
Second time we've talked about Kyle Binko.
He's an influential soul.
Yes, yeah.
He's going to Germany this summer.
Cool. Is he? Yeah. He looks German.
He might be actually Austrian, maybe.
Yeah, what kind of last name is Binko?
Weird one for sure. Scottish.
Binko.
Polish.
Maybe it is Polish.
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 But yeah, so with the broadcasting, it was interesting because I just wanted to get in. I like when I was little, I like thought about trying to do journalism and stuff like that, like reporting and stuff. And so I kind of got into that, and then like I don't know, wasn't really something I wanted to do. But we fooled around with like editing stuff. So it was me, that Trenton kid, and then our friend Wes, who was really good at editing. He edited everything. Like we helped edit, but like if we had any questions, we'd be like, "Yo, how do you do this?"
Yeah.
And he would make it perfect. And the way we did that show was we had me like fill in for him, and we timed it. And we would time how long it would take.
Oh, you would like say his lines and time it over?
Yeah, we would time how long it would take to each other. And it was really, there was like a piece of tape that neither of us could cross. They they couldn't touch, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there was just this piece of tape in the middle of the desk that like,
you could do like a ghost scenario. You ever seen that movie with Patrick Swayze? They like touch hands and then like move like this, like up and down.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
like,
about.
You can't go side to side. Like you can just go like
up and down. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. We honestly probably should have tried that, but we ended up having like a logo that his girlfriend drew, and it was fun. We had like six or seven of them, and they were all they were all 5 to 15 minutes. They varied widely, just depending on how much we could get done. But that was kind of what I did in high school. That kind of led me to that, trying to get into something where I'm in the public eye.
Yeah. So something like John and I have been talking about is doing something like this podcast or your articles, does that make us like vain people?
A little bit.
Okay, so you think so, or is it just something? I mean,
I think to like
see heads are shaking. Like,
I think a little bit because like to I'm I'll, because I'll, even I'll be if the first it's to admit not I'm a little vain. Like you know, yeah. Like I think highly of myself, and I think I should because.
But also, I mean, you've been doing this like you've been broadcasting in a sense for a long time. You know, you don't think that's something that you just enjoy.
No, I do enjoy it. No,
so
I
you
do
enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I think, yeah. But I think certain things that people enjoy can be because of how they are necessary. Like, I think I'm a little vain in general just because I like, you know, I think you can be vain a little bit. Like, yeah. Yourself, be proud of who you are and, like, think what you have to say matters. And but I don't think it's necessarily, like, inherently vain, but I think people will look at it as vain. Mm-hmm. Is kind of what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's inherently vain to think that you have something to say, but...
When I posed this question to Caleb, I think is who I originally posed it to.
Yeah,
it was more of like I was just trying to explore the like how to be humble, or remaining like while keeping the vanity that is required. Because like you couldn't make something like this unless you had an ounce of vanity. Like you couldn't be like, let me just record my voice for 20 minutes and I'll just put it out there.
And then people will listen to us talk because we're interesting.
Like yeah, that's you, there that there has to be that last
That whole
statement.
Thought process is a little vain.
Yeah.
But there's I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but that whole thought people who don't have that, and it's also like a confidence thing. And confidence can often come off as cocky and vain,
yeah.
Which isn't always fair, but it is what it is.
You know what? This kind of ties into something you might do in your in like public relations sort of thing. Like, how do you make it come across as like, I'm important, but I'm doing it for everybody's sake? Like, it's not like it sounds really selfish like that,
yeah,
but it's
yeah.
Like you need to hear this because you need to hear it, not because I told you so, but just because like
yeah,
like, how well, do you make it like
well, yeah, and like your platform where you put your articles and stuff, you talked about it like it was the purpose of it is to give college kids a voice.
Yes. Yeah, and I wonder, okay, so like know? Are there, could you see like statistics on your like, yeah. views on articles? Like
we used to be able to see them on our own. Now we have to ask for some reason, mm. but
even though you're an editor, you can't see them.
Yeah, no. Wow. There's like a weird, although I might be, I haven't explored the other editing, but I don't think I am. I have access as an editor. I have access to every article draft, everything that like comes through at all. And when I click, like, my editing goes towards, and then the editor-in-chief checks it to make sure, and then one of the representatives from New York also, like, gotcha. Goes through it to make sure, one of the lower ones, and they, like, they are assigned to multiple communities, so they read a lot of articles. That's, like, their job.
Yeah.
And they try to make sure that everything's edited right, that there aren't typos, although I spelled Dwayne Wade wrong in the last article. I'm really mad about it.
To be fair, that's a tough one.
Well, it was like the A before the Y, and
yeah,
I just typed
know.
Too
I
fast.
Hate that.
I learned how to type in like sixth grade during the typing class. I was like one of the only kids who actually, and like now I'm super happy that I did, because
yeah,
it's way easier to look at a book and then keep typing True. When you're typing notes. But yeah, no, we used to be able to see articles, and the one that I think got, I remember getting a lot of, like, looking at my stats and seeing that it did really well was I wrote one on obesity, just in general, because I was just talking about how, like...
I do remember that
social media... It was controversial, because, yeah. like, there's nothing... Like, there's no... I have nothing against people who are obese. Like, I have family members who are obese, but it was just, like, I was annoyed with Twitter and, like, Twitter feminists and, mm-hmm. like, that whole movement to, like, just normalize and be, like... Fat is the new skinny. And I'm just like, well, no, it's not.
That's
yeah.
So
I do remember reading that
and
one.
And like,
yeah,
the only thing I was saying was just like, it's not healthy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, dude. Like, it's literally just like normalizing smoking. Because
yeah.
at the end of the day, like it, like that is like an unhealthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's why there's so much money that's been poured into fitness. That's mm-hmm. why it's a $1 billion industry. But it's also not easy. And people took offense to that. And they were like, well, you can't just lose weight quickly. And, you know, like, I regret this, not, like, addressing this from another side. But, like, I've played sports my whole life. So, I've but, like, that comes with that is, like, a little bit of, you know, your parents being able to do that.
Because
I didn't have to work until I was a senior in high school. And I didn't even have to. Mm-hmm. I just did to get some experience. And so... part of that was that they were like, oh, well, not everyone can afford to play sports, go to a gym, things like that, because gym memberships aren't free. They're not even cheap.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
nonetheless, are they free? They're not cheap. And so my whole thing was just like, well, everyone can do what they can. And I was just more annoyed with the whole idea that, like people were putting fat people on front of magazines mm-hmm. as models, and like I don't even care. It was just they were like, we should celebrate fat people. Yeah. Was kind of the narrative I was annoyed with.
Yeah, to me that's, I mean, you shouldn't do that with any body type, certain thing. Like you shouldn't be honestly, like, we're doing this because of that. Just like do it like, on, if it's a beauty magazine, do it because they're beautiful. If it's like, if it's a fat people magazine, do it because they're fat.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and if but you think someone's beautiful, it doesn't matter. Like, you can think someone who weighs a certain, you can think they're beautiful.
Yeah, but don't
call it like, be like, yeah, they're fat. That's like, why they're beautiful.
Don't make it scientific. Like, yeah. My hypothesis is this person is beautiful because they're fat. Like, oh, they're fat, so they're beautiful. Like, that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And so I was just like, well.
Hey, but I'm fat. I'm beautiful.
And I was like, and we're in America.
Show me love.
You're beautiful. John, you're beautiful. I bet. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're awesome. But I was just kind of annoyed. And like, you know, oh, this is America. Like, this is one of the most obese countries in the world.
Hey, relax. don't talk shit about America.
I love America. What are you talking about? greatest country on earth. But the whole thing was, you know, there's a huge...
Kim Jong-un has a big argument against it.
That's okay.
They're not pissing him off.
His country's like 100... How many are there? He's that number. That's his ranking.
How many are there?
217?
Something like that. Whatever the number is, that's his ranking. That's but I was just like, yeah, like, America's the second most obese, like, per capita country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
Who's fatter? Switzerland?
Mexico.
Damn it.
Switzerland's super skinny. They bike everywhere.
I was really just hoping for a European country. Let's put them down.
Hey, we can trash Europe all day.
I have a
Spain's unemployment rate is like 12%. Well, and that's their regular economy.
I have a friend that is purely European. He's literally not even American. He's half Swedish, half
yeah.
British.
I have a friend who's from France, and I'm like, your country wouldn't exist without us. So.
My kid's a piece of shit. Just kidding. just kidding. I love you, Tobes.
I see stuff on Twitter, and they're like, we should do things how Europe does. And I'm just like, or we could just not. But
yeah,
I pay
50% tax. I'm good.
I was like, yeah, I can. The CEO of IKEA, the founder, moved from Sweden because of their stifling tax rate.
Yeah. Sweden, yeah, I think it's over 50%.
Yeah.
It's like you don't even make half of what you're supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, no, you literally give more to the government than you earn if you make a certain amount of money. I'm just like, well, that's counterproductive to everything we stand for. But I just got annoyed back on, like, you know, the article. That one did really... I remember seeing that had, like, a lot of shares and interactions. I posted in a few, like, groups in UCF, and, like, that was the, like, Facebook groups. We operate through Facebook, which is a weird medium to operate through. But you can kind of do everything with Facebook.
It's true.
So it's
super versatile.
Our group, it's super versatile. It's just filled with old people now.
Yeah.
That's really the only
downside. Young people have them. They just don't.
Yeah, we just don't use them because they got infiltrated.
Active. And then, like, you get lost, and it's like, what is, like... I for the longest time, didn't know what Messenger was. I didn't realize it was a separate app.
It is inconvenient.
Yeah,
just like, no, I didn't. I don't like that they did that. I hated that they did that. I'm not going to lie.
And Messenger's not good. Like,
no,
I get that it's just WhatsApp, like, with Facebook, like, costume on, but... I never use WhatsApp.
Yeah, no, I didn't. People use never had WhatsApp.
A couple of years ago, I friended another Evan Franklin.
Oh, really?
We were just chatting it up, like, for real.
I know you retweet Chris Brady a lot.
I love Chris Brady. He's a best-selling author. Yeah. He sent me books. Yeah. I DM'd him on Instagram, and I was like, he followed me on Twitter. This is a real story. In like my senior year of high school, he's a New York Times. The weirdest part is I Google myself sometimes. We've all done that.
Yeah.
I Googled myself like a few days before, and the only reason I remember is because then like Chris Brady followed me on Twitter, and he was who I found, and I was like, well, that's weird. So I followed him back immediately. And I followed him on Instagram, and he followed me back, and he would comment on my picture sometimes. I won an award for broadcasting. He was like, Chris Brady, stay winning. And something like that. He was like, all Chris Brady's do is win. And so I like DM'd him. I was like, he's loaded. He's like the CEO of this life like inspiration company. He went to the Super Bowl 51. He's a Pats fan, sadly, but go Birds.
You can't win them all, dude.
I mean,
like the people, you know what I
mean?
Yeah,
no. And he goes,
I wasn't
so I DM'd
consoling
him.
The Patriot. Just, anyway,
and go Birds, baby. Super Bowl 52. I DM'd him. I was like, hey, like, can I get a book? Can I get a signed book since we have the same name? And he was just like, yeah, get me an address. So I sent him my address. He was like, what books do you want? And I was just like, I'd love like both the books that are out now. He had two, and I'm like halfway through one, and I haven't read the other one. One of them's about like, one of them's called The Art of Vacation, which seems like an awesome read. I'm going to get to that next. And then the other one is...
just reading books. That is cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I have one on my like stand. It's New York Times by selling all the Chris Brady. People like, I had a, like someone come over once, and she's like, "Did you write that book?" And yeah. I was like, "Yeah, absolutely."
That is weird. That's funny.
And so he wrote in him. He was like, "To," and my Instagram title at the time was like, "The Real Chris Brady." He was like, "To the Real Chris Brady," and it, like had like a Bible verse and then his signature.
That's cool.
And they showed up in the mail, and my mom went to get the mail that day, and she's like, "This is addressed to you. What is this?" And I was like, "I don't know, but open it." Like, I don't order sketchy things, so like we can open it together. Like, if and she was like, "Okay," and she opened it, and it was just, I was like, "Oh yeah, I forgot. I didn't tell you that I gave my address to a stranger." But
that's funny.
And I told her the story, and I still have them. And the other book is actually a good book. It's about it's called Pales or something, and like, but the motto on the book is what I have memorized, and it's like, 50 years from now, what would you have wished you'd done today?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, like planning, like what you're going to do for the future and like different stuff like that. And like how to stay motivated and just different things on like making the most out of your life. Cause you know, like we're all already 20, mm-hmm. most of us. And so like, you know, there's life's coming at us fast. Yeah.
Sounds like we got to get Chris Brady on the podcast.
Sounds like a good guy, yeah.
Yeah, no, I like his tweets. They're very inspiring. It's really fun to follow. But yeah, when I retweet it, it's like I know someone's going to see it. Like, Chris Brady retweeted, and then Chris Brady. Yeah. And they're going to lose total distraction. They're going to be distracted by, they're not even going to see the tweet. They're just going to be like, what's going on?
I was at a cross-country meet this past fall. We raced up in Indiana. And there's another Evan Franklin up that runs cross-country. And like he's like a stud. Like I was decent, but he's like really fast.
Okay.
And then I was like, "Oh, that's cool. Yeah, whatever." And then we were at this meet, and they're the top. They're calling it the top 10, and they're like Evan Franklin. And I was like, "Oh no way! It wasn't me." I was like, "That's the guy." And it was just it's just such a weird connection because I just walked up to him and I was like, "Is your name Evan Franklin?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "My name's Evan Franklin." And we like looked each other in the eyes and just gave each other a big hug. I don't know. It was just such a special moment. It was like, cool guy. And how was that?
I got really sick.
I don't know.
It's like,
I got really
brother,
sick.
My brother.
Yeah, no. It's
we've
like,
lived life the same way, kind of.
What do you know that I don't? What can I learn from you? Yeah, no. And that's true. I threw up in an Uber one time. You know, it's $150. I was really sick.
I Venmoed you $10.
Food poisoning. Thank you.
Yeah, you sent me that text and I was like, responded.
No, plenty of people didn't, and I didn't take offense to it because if I got that text, I would purposely turn my red receipts on before opening it, open it, read it, and then go back out.
Nice.
But plenty of people were generous, and I like Venmo requested a lot of people, and I just started searching Chris Brady in Venmo, and I was just like, please help.
Help out a fellow Chris Brady.
That's a pretty good
Three
idea.
Three of them accepted it.
That's insanity.
And one of them commented, was like, "We got to stick together." I was like, "Hell yeah."
I don't imagine that there's many more John Wittigs out there.
No, me and my grandfather, that's about it.
Oh, yeah.
There's
one, actually.
There's that website that you used to be able to put your name into. It would tell you how many there were in the U.S. Like estimate.
Oh, yeah. Mine is always like less than two.
Yeah, like two. Yeah. I remember Carson Tulo did his, and it was like zero. He was like, apparently, like, I don't exist. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Guess I'm the only
one.
I'm
off the grid, boys. Going to Canada.
That's all woods. You can get off the grid real fast there. Yeah, I've been to Canada. Have you been to Canada?
I have.
It's a cool place to visit.
Nice place,
have you been to Banff? Banff?
Oh, yeah. It's the best place in the world.
It looks pretty tasty.
No, it's so sick, dude. Go to Banff. Everybody needs to go there.
Where is that in Canada?
It's in Alberta.
Alberta?
Above Montana.
We went to Toronto, and that's where we stayed the majority of our time. We went last summer, actually, on a trip.
Yeah.
We camped, which was terrible, but I hate camping. Bugs are annoying.
Yeah, I don't see Chris Brady.
Yeah, I'm a very indoors type of person. But, I mean, it was fun, you know, because we were family. And we had a tent, but it was still like we were outside, and I was like, this could end badly. But
I don't think there's any bears over in that side.
No, it was like a campground. Like, it wasn't like we were just in the middle of the woods. Like, that's what I imagined. My mom was like, "Yeah, we're going camping in Canada, and that's how we're like."
Didn't we used to make fun of you and say that you're from Canada?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
I mean, you're pretty close. You're a lot closer than us.
That doesn't mean I'm like close at all.
Oh, but it does.
Philadelphia was the capital of our nation.
Oh, okay, good.
Capital.
Let's get into it.
Don't go there, dude. We knew he was going to get excited about something.
We were born. The country originated where I was born.
Go ahead and click back to the beginning of the podcast now. Chris Bray is real, so he's like, oh, I'm Chris Bray.
Well, don't tell
he's
me.
He's getting all into it
don't
now.
Don't tell me I'm from Canada. Like, there's a baseless accusation I will not
you're
accept.
The one that says I went to Philadelphia 2 summers ago, and I really like it.
Thank you.
It's one of my favorite
cities. It's a
cities.
Great city.
Yeah, go Eagles, baby.
Go Birds. It's a great. He gets it.
Phillies.
The Phillies are doing well too. Second in the NL East. We can talk about any. Talk about all that.
The broken bell. What's it called? The Liberty bell.
What's it called? You know exactly what it's called.
National Treasure.
National Treasure.
Is that where it took place? No, that was in DC.
Yeah, National.
Well, one of the park.
National
the Liberty
Treasure.
Bell.
Yeah, no, National Treasure. Because they go. The Constitution is in Philly, I think. Where's the Constitution at? Because that's where National Treasure takes place.
It makes sense for them all to be in DC, but I wouldn't be surprised.
No,
if it's
I think
in
the Constitution.
They wrote it in Philly.
No, the part where they were in Philadelphia and they got they pulled that brick out of
how
the
many
wall
cities?
With the glasses in it.
Christina's telling me that it travels. It moves around.
What's its base?
There's no home base.
There's no home base? Because there's
America.
Thank you.
America.
Wow, that was really insightful.
Yeah, Philadelphia. What else? Hershey Park.
Funkadelphia.
Never been to Hershey.
Hershey, Pennsylvania. Pretty good. They have this place called Funk's there. Funcks.
Funk.
So fuck with an N in the middle.
What's that, Funk's?
It's a cafe, and they serve strawberry pie. It's one of the best pies I've ever had in my entire life.
Good
I'm
thing,
not a huge pie fan.
I can only that's like the only fruit I can have, so I'll
it's
have to
one
check
of the only
that
fruits
pie.
That I've ever been allergic to. I was allergic to strawberry for a while.
Chris Brady, you remember that time we were at your house and June Shin ate like
eight bananas.
Your mom was
Super
so pissed.
That's like potassium poison.
Yeah, my mom was
like
livid. My mom was livid because she went food shopping and bought bananas for our family.
Yeah, they're just sitting on the counter and June just ate all of them and then he was laying on the counter.
We googled could you overdose on potassium?
You can, definitely.
Yeah, you can.
It's like
and
four bananas.
It's nine bananas in 10 minutes or something, or 12.
Well,
if you have
ridiculous.
Nine bananas in 12 minutes, you could die.
Just gobbling bananas.
And
dude.
He had like 8 in 20. Like, he was pretty close for like just casually eating bananas.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything.
Dude, June Shin could have died at your house.
Know,
his name's John
sweet
now.
Potatoes.
It's true, yeah.
Sweet potatoes have way more potassium than bananas.
I didn't know that. Sweet potatoes are impossible to cut. I hate them.
Well, if you cook it, I'm sure it's all right.
Yeah, but they're impossible to cut raw. But
why are you cutting them raw?
I don't know. I had to do it once for something. I forget why.
I just don't want to talk about it.
I just remember hating my life at that period of time. Just cutting sweet potatoes like this is impossible.
This sucks. Even like sweet potato.
I don't eat them, and I don't remember why I was cutting them.
Sweet potato.
But yeah, that's sweet potatoes, man. They're awful.
Why do people call them yams?
Sweet potatoes.
I've always wondered why. Like,
I think yams are. I think yams are sweet potatoes with like
with
like
salt.
The syrup, the saucy stuff. Like, like I think yams are canned
like
sweet
can.
Potatoes with the syrup in it.
I think you're right. It's from Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah, exactly. Yams. Yeah,
fantastic yams show. On one of the all-time great shows.
I watched that show,
Alan
but like,
West,
I
rip.
Never liked it. For
how?
I was like, dadgummit, I'm watching this dude. Show, but I don't
dude, the crossover
like
episode
it.
Was a big point in my life.
That was cool. I will agree.
The Jimmy Neutron Fairly Odd Parents crossover.
I didn't like
that
Jimmy
was
Neutron.
The show.
I liked both.
I liked Ultra Lord from that. And I like Sheen.
Oh,
Sheen's
hell,
hilarious.
Ultra
Lord. Yeah.
Well, you're Sheen, Evan. So
yeah.
That was
Daniel
a
Wall
you
used to tell
do
me.
You kind of do look like Sheen.
I was told. Yep.
Here we go.
Freshman year, man.
10th grade, 9th grade all over again.
Daniel Wall. Daniel. I think he listens to this.
Yeah, dude. He texted me the
Daniel
day.
Wall's awesome.
Like, I
saw
I
him last summer,
all
actually.
The time. He said we should post more often. I was like, we post one.
I got to tell
Friday.
Him about the Daily Dump, bro. I should post every
the
day.
The Daily Dump?
Daily
it's my other
dump,
podcast.
Dude.
The Daily Dump.
Dude, I
got
to get
it.
In on that. I got to listen to it. That's what I mean. Like, I didn't know you had another one. This is the only one I heard about.
Because I don't promote it.
Oh, well, you should start
just
doing
just for John.
Yeah, I've
you make
quite
a podcast
few.
So you can listen to it.
Well, I'm just trying to get, like, better at it.
Oh, no, it's like a... Okay, yeah. No, I feel you. That makes sense. I was like, oh, you don't promote them with...
Yeah.
No, but that makes sense. Yeah, you're practicing, because it's not something that's easy to do.
Right.
Absolutely. But yeah, I talk to Daniel a lot. He's in the Navy.
Charles mm-hmm. Liz. Where's he at now? Virginia? Something
yeah,
Norfolk,
I believe so.
Yeah.
I saw him last summer, actually. He came down to UCF and visited.
Yeah, he like flew down to Alabaster or something like not too long ago, and he came to my house. He's a good guy. I like Daniel.
Yeah, he's a great kid. I've known him since 6th grade, actually, but...
His older sister knocked my first tooth out. Because we lived across the street and we were on their trampoline.
Was she trying to smooch you?
No, she... Oh, dude, she was freaking tough. They're all like... them two... Like, we were on the trampoline,
you know,
just
Russian,
like...
right?
Yeah, dude, yeah. Like, we were on the trampoline just like jumping. And she just like looked at me and punched me in the mouth. Like, we were in like first, second grade. And like knocked my tooth out. I was like, what the hell? I was like, you know, well... My tooth is out, so that's cool.
Bye, tooth.
I'm a man now.
This got so off topic. It's incredible.
That's fine.
I'm all about it. I love it.
Well, because we didn't have a topic.
That's true. The topic was just roll with.
The topic was Chris Brady. Was Fish Baby.
Touch on a little vanity.
I don't even know if I ever called you that, but I know.
Thank Fish God. Baby, Chris Brady.
That was a cross-country
Dick
thing.
Dick Cheney.
I'm sure we had nicknames for you on the Lax squad.
I think Kyler just...
A lot of Brady.
I didn't think we had any. I think I was just Brady. Brody. I got called Brody sometimes. But
throughout high school, in my room, I had a picture of you that I had.
Is it my face photoshopped onto Dick Cheney?
Yeah, that was hanging up in my room, like, literally throughout high school, and I never took it down. I don't know why.
People idolize me, man. I don't know. What to say.
People idolize me.
My 16th birthday, Evan. And
this
my
is MTV. Isn't that the name of an MTV show? My 16th birthday?
It might be. But on
Super
mine,
Sweet 16.
Oh,
on mine, Evan gave me a picture of my face photoshopped onto Dick Cheney in a frame that I still have somewhere.
True.
Cool.
I guess that's why I had it. I kept it. I kept the second one. Just wanted to
Nathan,
see Chris Brady on Dick Cheney. I don't know.
Chris Brady and Nathan got me a fish. You remember that?
Wasn't it named Dick Cheney also?
Tom Ford.
Okay. That's
goat fish. Greatest fish of all time. Absolutely. He died a year and a half, which is pretty solid for a beta fish. I tried to get him, you know how they'll attack if you put two males in? I tried to front facing camera. No, if you put two beta fish that are males.
Oh, I
in
thought
a tank,
you were about to say you put two in.
No. I'm not, I don't believe in animal cruelty, but I wanted to see if
do
they
people
could
believe in that?
Yeah.
Wait, I think it's something
people,
you
dude.
Have to opt out of or opt
dude,
into.
Dude, that's
not
like
opt
a regular
thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's something you would have to believe.
I guess you're right. I guess okay, that's a proper.
There's like
it.
A dog
and
eating
dog
festival,
fighting,
and then Michael Vick fought dogs.
Hey, he's good now.
Yeah, he's straight now.
He's
love
good,
him,
man.
Michael we have his Vick. Jersey in our house.
ATL baby.
Don't break the mic.
Getting fidgety over here.
It's like $12.
But I wanted to see if they could see. I wanted to see if they could see like a camera. So I put the front-facing camera to see if he would like
start running at the.
Yeah,
glass.
I wanted to see if, and if he did, I would have immediately
I
moved
think
it.
Animals like that can see like ultraviolet light, so they don't respond.
Yeah,
or
they can't see that.
Like that.
Dogs
yeah.
can't see screens, yeah, but idiot. Cats can. And
that's
then,
interesting.
Or at least I don't think dogs can. Yeah, I don't think dogs can really see screens. They might like
they see the light.
They see like the color. Like they might see like a different color than the rest of it. Like then when it's black. But like cats can see what's going on.
Do true dogs see black and white?
Yes,
it is.
But they also see the rest of the colors.
As far as I understand,
that's just something. Like that's something I heard as a child, and I've never questioned.
I mean, do
it, dog, know, like,
do
I don't
dogs
think about
not,
it?
I, that's what I heard.
The dogs
yeah.
not see color.
That's a better way to frame it.
Audience, do you guys have
yeah, I don't
perspectives?
Think, I don't know. As far as
Ferris doesn't know.
As far
should we make Google the show?
Joe, what do you think, man?
Yeah, man, it's true.
Dogs see black, just see black and white.
Black and white, it's true.
Yeah, that's
it's
what true. It's.
I don't know. I mean,
black,
you know?
White, and gray, basically. I've heard that's what. That's what I heard, and I didn't ever. Yeah,
you guys
that's
heard of the Mandela effect?
Yes.
Yes, it's all usually.
It's kind of like
it's,
that.
But it's funny. It's like usually just pop culture references.
Yeah,
like,
and you
the
can
Bernstein
usually,
Bears.
Yeah, you can usually debunk it though because
with
the Bears
have a tail
well,
anymore.
With the Bernstein Bears, it was just spelled differently. Like they literally did both. Like it was like they
that
spelled dumb. It both times.
That's kind of a conspiracy because I didn't. I've never looked it up. Very
I like read it. I read because I heard about it like my senior year. Someone brought it up to me, and I was just like, well, that's interesting. I love things like that. And I, like, looked it up, and, like, that one was debunked. The weird thing, obviously, the weirdest one is just Mandela.
Dude,
like,
I know.
People literally just thought he was dead.
I feel like I thought that. Like,
I thought that.
Leviticus. What's the name of that? That
Leviticus.
Invictus. It's not Leviticus.
Not
I
Leviticus.
I always want to say that. But I swear to God, when that movie came out, I thought he was dead. And
yeah.
it was he died and later.
He died later. I remember when he died the second time.
It's like, oh, this is about a movie that's dead, about a guy that's dead, and Morgan Freeman plays a dead guy. Speaking of Morgan Freeman raping people.
Apparently.
Dude, what?
Yeah, did you not hear about that?
I did not.
He got accused by eight women of, and
like,
this is the quote,
upskirts
inappropriate
stuff.
Behavior and sexual harassment.
Yeah, he like would.
It wasn't
that's
fake.
So sad, dude.
Yeah, it's like he would like touch women on their butt
and
when they
the,
were taking pictures and like look up their skirt.
Which is That's more than it. When it said inappropriate behavior, I thought he maybe like made a sex joke and someone got offended.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
like then I heard like it was in interviews and like actually like that's actually like sexual harassment.
Not as bad as Bill Cosby though.
Well, nothing's as bad as drugging Weinstein. Women and raping them. Yeah, like yeah.
He rapes but he saves. To quote Dave Chappelle.
yeah, rip Morgan Freeman's career. He can't. Yeah, he's not allowed toast. To play God anymore. That's for sure.
He's the voice at the Birmingham airport.
Did I know. Heard about
Did
that.
You know he's a pilot?
Really?
Yeah, he flies himself everywhere.
That's cool.
That's dope.
It is dope.
I would.
Yeah, he lives in Jackson girls, or apparently. Tupelo or something like that. He lives somewhere in Mississippi.
Morgan Freeman lives
going
in Mississippi.
Back, Mississippi. Yeah.
Mm. He's a huge Ole Miss fan.
Ew.
I know.
That's disgusting.
It's a weird one to go for from the outside. Like, I get it if you're a student.
Yeah, if you're raised in that. Because, like, you don't get to think when you're raised in that. You're just going to... You either root for Ole Miss or, like, you will be sleeping outside with the farm animals that everyone has.
Jeez.
So, but, yeah, who wakes up one day and is like, yeah, you know what? Hottie toddy, baby.
Hottie toddy.
I thought, have you been to an Ole Miss game at Ole Miss?
No, I can't say I have.
The Grove, it's a different experience for sure. I went there a couple years ago for a Texas game, and it was like, first of all, I think it was one of the most packed Groves there's ever been, just because Texas is like a big team and all that, but
facts.
It was nuts. Like, it's just like so many people packed into an area. It doesn't make any sense. Like, there's
I went to an
that
Auburn
are literally
game
all the tents
like.
Are touching. I went Where to, were you
oh,
in Auburn game?
Just at a in the student section. And like,
oh,
yeah, UCF
no, like outside
them this
the
year,
game.
Didn't they?
No, Auburn didn't play. Well, Auburn played UCF in the Peach Bowl, and UCF won.
Well, because Auburn didn't take that game seriously.
Okay, I don't want to hear anything about that. Kerryon Johnson said it, so I don't even want
to
hear it.
Kerryon Johnson's a goof.
Kerryon Johnson's the SEC Offensive Player of the Year.
I'm just
anyway,
saying he's a goof.
We're just going to have to agree to disagree on this one, because I think that UCF team could take most teams in the country. Not Bama.
Well, they're playing them in 2020 now.
That's not true. We haven't gotten scheduled for them.
I think, well, I'm pretty sure they signed contracts like 2 days ago.
We want to, but...
I thought I saw that. Maybe I'm wrong.
I heard Notre Dame.
Their name for sure on Bama. But that
if I hear about it, dude, like we want it.
I could have
like,
sworn 2020 Alabama UCF.
Maybe I feel like my Twitter is
we'll
like
look it up.
If you like you don't follow me on Twitter, which is a fair thing to not do. but like I was talking to some of my friends, I was like, yo, like I retweeted a bunch of UCF stuff, but it was probably like 5% of what I saw. Mm-hmm, like there was so much stuff on my timeline about UCF after that. And like the whole argument, obviously, you know all about it. It was just like, you know, like we did everything we could. We beat opponents by an average of like 30 points.
Nah, dude, I hate the committee. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, it's awful.
Alabama shouldn't have made, I mean, granted they won, but they
I mean,
shouldn't have made
Alabama, right. Based on what their criteria is, Alabama shouldn't have been in it.
Yeah, it doesn't
but
make sense.
Alabama gets that kind of privilege because they're just constantly good at Nick Saban's the greatest college football coach to ever step foot anywhere.
Making that money.
But that was the whole thing is like, yeah, like we just beat everyone and there wasn't much we could do other than play our schedule. And, you know, we put up the first game we didn't cover the spread. We won by 40. The spread was 43 and we won 73-33.
Nuts.
Against some trash team. It wasn't like a real team.
I'm
not really bragging about that win. But, like, you know, our offense was very good.
73 points.
USF
like Baylor a couple years ago.
Well, USF's a decent team. And they beat Texas Tech, who has one of their ADs on the committee, and he was vehemently against putting us anywhere near the playoff. And then he lost to a American team in his bowl game. And the Birmingham Bowl, actually. Texas Tech.
Oh, I forgot that was here. Yeah,
Quentin Flowers and USF just kind of took it to Texas Tech. And
dude, you know, Charlie Strong's coach there, he was solid at Texas. He wasn't great. I like him as a
the
guy,
coach
though.
There. We're playing FAU, which is going to be awesome because Lane Kiffin is the best.
I played Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin is a superhero.
He's really hilarious.
He's so funny. I love him. But yeah, I hope we play Bama in the future just because that would be good. You know, it would be decent for the school to get them. We played Michigan and we got destroyed last year, my freshman year. We played Michigan, but it was good for us to go get in that environment in the biggest football stadium in the country.
Yeah, dude. I want to go to a game there. I feel like it'd be intense.
At Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big house.
I would love that. It's 106,000. Right?
I know,
something
dude.
Crazy like
well,
that.
Well, they probably squeeze in more.
My roommate from my freshman year actually went there
for
that game. Watched us get destroyed, but he said it was a super cool experience.
I believe that.
But yeah, that was. But I loved the Peach Bowl and all about it. But it was a good game, honestly. Like, it was a pretty decent game. And I'm not sure. Like, our quarterback started 3-for-17 or something. Like that in the first half.
That's piss poor.
Yeah, and we won. I have no idea how that happened.
Gus, there was no determination.
It was just a Gus game. Gus Malzahn just yo. So like, I had this explained to me, and Gus Malzahn just kind of like, he has like 4 play calls that he can call on every down, and sometimes he'll hit. This is exactly how it was explained to me. my buddy of mine, and it was like every play that goes out, he either calls one that's like really good or like he just screws it up. And sometimes he'll get like three or four in a row that are really good, and it's like he hits like the triple multiplier and just builds on it. Yeah, and then like all of a sudden the other team is just screwed. Like I knew y'all were gonna beat Georgia. I said that to, I won money from that, not real money, but I like bet like my buddy. I was like, yo, obviously beat Georgia today. And he was just like, that's not happening. And I was like, yeah, they are. And then you guys beat Georgia by like 20.
Dude, it was a nutty game, nutty year. Yeah, then Auburn had a good basketball year. Basketball.
Yeah, well, basketball. Y'all aren't. Isn't Auburn embroiled in basketball controversy?
Yeah,
I'm not trying to hate. I'm just, no, I know. Like, is that not?
Well, let's.
What's
I mean,
the deal.
There is some.
I'm pretty sure their program around. Might be getting like serious sanctions.
Yeah, like what's it called? Like Louisville, I think recently with all, like Louisville, 98% yeah. of their money like from Adidas goes like to the coach and all that. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. he just pockets like.
He definitely gave. They definitely gave. I'm and Arizona definitely gave DeAndre Ayton like $100,000. They the FBI.
I don't care.
I don't either. The only reason this matters is because the FBI got involved.
The problem is like any solution anybody comes up with is like.
Pay them.
Pay everybody, but then you have to pay them all the same, but and that doesn't solve anything.
Exactly, it doesn't. So that's the only dilemma I see with paying players is you'd have to be paying them the same, and not all athletes are that valuable. That's the beauty of the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, and the NHL. Yeah.
I think maybe just the NBA and the NFL need to take out the college rule. They don't need to go to college.
No, I absolutely. Well, I'm not saying that.
That would change a lot of things.
No, I agree with that. Because you know LeBron was good enough to go. He would have been the number one overall pick after his junior year of high school. I don't know.
He was that. Hyped up like his sophomore year.
Yeah, his sophomore year, he was he's the only underclassman to ever be on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah,
like underclassman as not a senior, mm-hmm. and he
was doing insane things in high school.
He was selling out the University of Akron. What,
there was like
year.
More than a game. Was that?
Yeah,
that
there's a movie. The documentary. Yeah, more
I love
than
that movie, dude.
He's just balling. He's in his 15th year. He now has more All NBA selections, first team, than Michael Jordan had healthy seasons in Chicago. So like he's just doing.
Yeah, he's played a lot of games. He's done so much stuff, and he's like. How old? Like 34?
33 right now. Yeah, he's about to be... He's in his 15th year, and people are putting up billboards to sign him.
I know, numerous states or cities, and like... It's just
LeBron to Philly.
What do you think? Where is he going?
Where do I actually think he's going, or where do I want him to go?
No, where do you think he's going?
I
mean, obviously you want him to Philly.
Right, which is fine, but honestly,
though... I don't think
that
makes any sense for Philadelphia, though.
I mean...
Build your own program.
It doesn't, because it's like... If LeBron's that old and like we can just let Ben Simmons handle the ball and let like LeBron be a perimeter kind of power forward and let Ben keep playing point guard, then it could work. But that's not the point.
That
honestly,
would be like 5 years from now.
LeBron honestly, still wants to yeah, LeBron still wants to ball handle, but I feel like they can coexist if Ben Simmons learns how to do anything other than layups. Like if he can just learn how to shoot from like the free throw line, it would work.
He is kind of a Sean Livingston on the shooting.
It's okay. He'll figure it out. Magic couldn't shoot either.
It's a big claim.
He couldn't. Not in his first year.
It's a different game.
Whatever.
I know you can make that claim all day. Like Michael Jordan played in a different era, but whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. But we're honestly, because he said his top four were Cleveland, Philly, L.A., and Houston.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I'm calling L.A. I've been saying
I feel like if it's not Philly, it has to be L.A. Because I don't feel like he can go to Houston and keep his legacy.
Yeah.
You know? And
dude, yeah, I know.
Because the narrative for L.A. and Philly are both very good. For like his, in terms of his legacy,
and he's got a house in L.A. It makes more sense.
Ben Simmons, and him share an agent. They have the same agent. They're buddies.
You know they'd be talking.
Oh yeah, they're homies. They're
well. Let Simmons go somewhere else. I mean, no offense
no,
to Philly, bro.
No, absolutely not. Just get out of here, Sean.
Send him all to L.A.
Fuck that. No.
Not that I'm a Lakers fan, but.
Anyway. Yeah, honestly, like if I had to put like my whole bank account on it, I would bet L.A. But.
Yeah,
it would be a really hard decision because I honestly think like Philly has a shot, and then I mean I guess he's definitely not coming back to Cleveland.
If he leaves the East, then Philly will win the East next year, 2 years from now, whatever it is.
I'm scared of Boston.
If they're healthy, and if they
dude, they don't even need to be healthy.
No, I know right now.
Yeah, like
I mean, but I think they're based in
Jason Tatum's good. We could have had Jason Tatum, and we drafted.
Didn't you? Oh, I thought you did have.
We drafted Markelle Fultz, and then he broke Embiid's face.
Dude, he sucks now. With the
I'm not out on
like
him. I'm not out on Markelle Fultz yet.
He just got to, like, relax. Yeah, I think he has anxiety.
He's the youngest player in NBA history to record a triple-double. So there's still, like, a bright spot.
That's solid. With him. But, you know, you said it yourself, like, earlier on Twitter. I saw it about the Russell Westbrook, like, stat padding.
Yeah, stat. No, well,
I don't
triple,
know if that. I don't know if
no, I agree. Triple-double is a stat pad. I don't just hate on triple-doubles, but I do hate Russell Westbrook. But, because, well, and it's not that triple-doubles don't, like, triple-doubles aren't the end-all, be-all of who's good at basketball.
I feel like he definitely plays into, like the records. And, well, like, and he Russell, knows he, if he gets them, like, there are people keep saying MVP and all
but
that.
But he's not going to win a championship because of just that. It's an inefficient offense. If you have an offense with Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and Carmelo Anthony, you shouldn't be exiting the first
Even
round.
Even Steven Adams, dude, like, he's pretty solid.
He's raw, yeah. That team should not get bounced by Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. That just shouldn't happen.
Gobert is solid, like, a couple
Gobert's
years ago.
Good, and Donovan Mitchell's good.
I don't think Donovan Mitchell's going to get a lot better, but Gobert's not.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, Donovan Mitchell's raw. I'm not even hating on him because of the Rookie of the Year thing. Like, I don't hate on his game. He's
Did
good.
Did he win it?
Not yet. It hasn't happened
but
yet.
But you think he will?
I don't think so. Not after I saw the All-NBA votes. Ben Simmons got 26 All-NBA votes.
Really?
And, Donovan Mitchell got 2. Just overall.
That seems like a lot for a rookie. Simmons.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I personally, I mean, I think it's like a pretty high number, but I'm not.
They do three teams for that All-NBA?
Yeah.
Or just two?
So he just had 26 total votes.
Gotcha. But he wasn't on a team at all.
He wasn't on an All-NBA team. He was on his first team All-Rookie, unanimous. Him and Mitchell 100%. Were the unanimous All-First Team rookies.
That's fair.
So those two will be in the contention for the Rookie of the Year. Obviously, everyone knows that. Jason Tatum came out too late. He got too good in the playoffs.
I mean, Mitchell had a really good playoff run.
Yeah, I mean, and Ben Simmons did until he just decided to not play well against Boston. Like, he had
I stopped watching that series just because I was like,
And the worst part about that whole series was just, like, all the games, like, were this close, like, very close to being completely altered.
Yeah.
Like, Bellinelli, when he tied game three, if he had been an inch and a half backwards, it would have been a 3 and we would have won and the game would have ended there. But instead, we lost in overtime. So
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, right? Like, it was almost... That shot was going in no matter what. Yeah. That shot that you take turning around...
He just always has that.
But...
He's always
got that. I would think LeBron's probably going to go to L.A.
L.A., for sure. No doubt. Called it here.
You heard it here first from John Whitting?
I don't know LeBron if you heard it to first, L.A. You heard it here for sure.
You heard it from John.
We probably should wrap up, by the way. We're getting close to an hour, boys. If you got any closing statements, we went on about sports there for like 10 minutes, but
it's okay.
Hey, it's all good.
Love some good sports talk. Evan seems a little offended.
No, we got to be very
offended.
We got into sports with Caleb a little bit. It was more just
Caleb,
talking about
Caleb Williams,
Caleb Towns.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause he's also an NBA fan.
Yeah. I didn't talk about my sports, but yeah, I don't really have anything to say. Ball. Thanks for having me though.
Yeah, dude.
Glad you're here, man.
It was a pleasure.
Chris Brady back in the ham.
Back in the ham for like 12 more hours or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Pretty much. I'm leaving tomorrow after my brother's graduation lunch. I got an exam in 48 hours, so.
Wait, you still have to take tests and whatnot down there?
I'm in an online class right now, like media marketing class. So I have.
That sounds appropriate to be online.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I was like, but it's a 6-week course, so everything's super condensed. But that's what I was doing before this. Before
that's
I got
what
dinner.
Me and your mom agreed upon, 6-week course. So I'll be taking her out for dinner.
Jesus Christ, John.
A couple of days a week.
Bet my mother on so many occasions.
She's so nice.
So nice. Shout out, Miss Debbie.
Deb. I don't know if anybody calls her Deb. She should go by Deb now.
Nope.
Keep yourself nice and hip.
John calls her.
Keep yourself with
Not
it.
Happening.
What up, Deb? You think Deb will listen?
I mean, if I tell her to.
Tell her to. Tell her to tell her to tell all of her friends. Yeah.
She does. That's where
we need a good mom following.
Mom?
My mom has
any
great
moms out there.
We're gonna do the mom.
My mom,
my
has
mom
a
listens.
Great social media following.
John's
from other
mom
moms.
Listens. I don't know any other moms. That
my
listen.
Mom gets more likes on Facebook than I ever have.
Yeah,
on,
my mom,
any
my mom
of her
will like post on like random stuff and get like 500 likes. Yeah, holy shnikes.
My mom like.
You ever want to feel loved and like you should go see on your mom's Facebook where she posts about she's
yeah, that's
wow,
true.
What my a great baby. Kid. And then like my all the other God. All the other moms are like, wow, I remember when he was like, so little. I'm like, I've never
young
met
man.
That. Yeah, I've never met that woman my entire life.
I don't know who you are.
I had that with lacrosse, John. Did you ever have that? Like random people would be like, oh, good game. Or like, oh. Like really
game
saw you at
Sporto. The, yeah.
No, like not even that though. Like they'd come up to me and be like, "Hey, Christopher, how you doing?" I'm just like, "Hi." In my head, I'm like, "I have no idea who you are. You 100%. Probably know my mom though, but I don't know
like,
who you."
Oh, you're a little laxer, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just okay. You're still
remember
playing?
That one lacrosse game? Okay, for reference, we were all on a lacrosse team for a couple of years.
All three of us, yeah.
I forgot about that.
I didn't even think about it when
Ruben Sutter was there.
No.
Wait, who was that?
Remember when we played? We were playing like
Inner City Birmingham and Rubenstein.
Do you not remember that?
And the Ryan guy who won American Idol. Was it the first year?
He was like the first year, I think.
The second, yeah, he was just like in the crowd. I took a picture. That was cool. But another story. So we were playing. Who were we playing when Chris Brady got in that fight?
Homewood, I think.
Homewood, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
You like threw your helmet off. Like,
bro, I was trying to fight.
I was like, cool, bitch.
This kid was talking shit.
And John's dad, who was our coach, he was like, Evan, shut up.
I was so pissed. This kid was talking shit, and he like hit me illegally. And I was like, you know, in hockey, they throw their helmets off and like throw their gloves. I did that whole spiel, well, yeah, and that kid still had his like helmet. Like, I was like, oh, what are you doing, bro? Like, I'm ready
to go.
It just
got real.
I'm ready to go.
I was ready to have a whole like team battle, just like we're out there, know, like
we like boom, we like went out there with the whole team, and everyone was like, yeah, boy. And I heard,
and I wanted it to happen for so long,
and I heard Coach Woody be like, Evan, shut up. Oh, yeah, I had my fair share. Sixth grade was a... We almost went undefeated. That was
no. A couple good years there.
That was a fun year. That year, though, sixth grade was fun. We were 15-1, right?
Something like that.
Lost the championship.
Yeah, we
game,
were definitely
though.
15-0, and then we lost the championship.
That was so sad.
Yeah. But you got suspended for a couple games in the middle there.
I did, yeah.
And then Johnson
suspended.
Jonathan Prickett,
I forgot
got
about
suspended.
That. Yeah, what did I get suspended
for? I forgot he was on our team.
Prickett was raw, too.
Dude, Prickett was good.
He got into a fight with Oak Mountain.
Yeah. Who did I get into a fight to? Do we know? I got...
Did he say it was Homewood?
Oh, that might have been... Was that sixth grade?
Oh, no. I
was
don't
it
know
in the same year?
Grade.
I think that was seventh or eighth.
Did you get suspended for yelling at a ref? Like, you got a couple tackles.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a rule at that point, though?
I think we couldn't yell at refs. I yelled at refs a lot.
No, yeah, 100%.
There was one.
I still do. I'm a coach now.
Yeah, fifth grade. So fun. Fifth grade, this Mountain Brook kid cross-checked me in the helmet, which is like three penalties.
Yeah.
And the ref didn't call anything. And I got up. I was like, I threw my helmet off. I was like, that's a penalty. Have you read the rule book? And
even if the play was still going on, Chris would get up and like throw his helmet and scream at the ref instead of like trying to play at the ball or anything.
I got better about it in high school. But,
no, yeah, 100%. But I mean, like, but yeah, it was always funny.
But they were so bad. Like Lipinski was the only good ref. Like who were the refs we had?
True.
We had that old dude with the glasses who just like
Scott Smith. Maybe.
Yeah, probably like. He's probably like divorced by like 20 years and just kind of.
Jesus.
I hated him. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're talking about.
You know,
Jamie. Balls. What's his name? He's like from New York. He was such a dick.
Dude. He was the worst, bro. All the refs were. Honestly, all the refs were dicks. We would go out, like the starters would go out. We would go up for the. And they were like, let's have a good game, gentlemen. And I was just like. This is going to be awful because you're here. Like in my head, I was just this is going to be bad.
Dude, refs would literally control games when we were in middle school.
Yeah, and they hated Hoover.
It wasn't daddy ball, it was ref ball.
And like they had so much stuff against Hoover.
Dude, I know.
Hoover
it was called,
better than
it was
everyone.
Well, it was mostly because of Cause. Like he would yell at people. He would like literally berate refs and like he threatened
much
to fight
respect
them.
To Chris Cause. But no, yes, he probably threatened to kill
that's
a few
another
refs.
Spicy Twitter feed for you.
I love his Twitter. We follow each other on Twitter.
Yeah.
I love
he
Coach
retweets
Cause.
Like Trump stuff.
He's a great Twitter follow. I love him.
I mean, it's, you know.
He built lacrosse from the ground up. I got to show my respect.
Yeah, no, for sure. I actually was thinking about starting a lacrosse podcast and having him as a guest.
Did you, so, you know, Bamlax like fell apart. Me and everyone were talking about this, but
I know I was on the year or anyway. Yeah.
They
that
gave
was Dunzo.
They gave it to Hand and Charmin and they turned it into like a money scheme is what I heard.
A lot of them are money schemes now.
Yeah, but what I heard happened was they outpriced like kids who couldn't like kids from not like Mountain Brook and stuff like that, like Vestavia,
yeah,
Mountain Brook, and like
a bunch of them are like very specific to communities now. And there's one now that Conway started called Tortuga Lacrosse.
The turtle.
I'm pretty sure he named it after Tortuga's pizza. Which is hilarious.
I love Connor.
My brothers are playing in a summer league, but I don't know what it's called. There's so many now.
It's right, like Blue or Stars.
Yeah, I think it's Blue.
Yeah. Those two are the most popular ones. Stars is started by Kevin and Ladarius, who are these guys that are from the hood. They both work for Budweiser, and they work such weird hours. Like, they get up at 4 in the morning.
What do
or something
do?
Like that. I can't know. They go to bed at. I don't remember what it is.
they just like.
They're stalkers,
stock,
yeah. So, like, they just have such random hours. Anyway, and they tried to make a lot of money off of it.
Yeah, that's interesting. So they really are like all money schemes now, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's rough. Cause like,
I mean, those guys are really nice. I mean, they're good guys, but I don't just, you know, Well, yeah, take advantage.
There's
gotta
be some incentive.
And the thing about like, but the thing with Kaz is Kaz didn't care because Kaz has he had a real job where he made.
He also had a store, and then he had the lacrosse.
I mean, and he didn't have a kid. I mean, he had two daughters, but when it came,
he didn't have a kid on the team, right?
Right, yeah. He didn't have a kid on any team. So every team he coached at Hoover, he was playing the people he thought should play. He did not care about parents. He was, and there wasn't a board to like look up to. You know, the coaches didn't look up at the board.
Yeah,
and they were like, "Oh, we got to play these kids," because he was the board. Anything Kaz said went.
But, you know, good and bad, but
right. It's a good and bad.
But also, but like he knows what he's talking about. It's not like he was messing the program up.
Yeah, and
there was some stuff that he could have used some help on, like getting field space and like yelling at Myra Miles and other stuff like that.
To be fair, Myra Miles is a really easy person to yell
so
at.
So you hate her too?
Oh yeah,
I almost cussed her out on Twitter earlier.
She's the worst.
She
literally told us cross country guys in high school that she hated us.
Yeah, she's not.
It's pretty solid. Yeah, she definitely probably would have said that to lacrosse if she cared enough to show up to something.
The sport with the most championships at her school. Let's just remind everyone of that. The most state championships of any sports program in the state of Alabama.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
In a good way.
And
the only team with more is Mountain Brooks women's tennis program.
Yeah,
with more than
listen. I'm not gonna listen. Nobody watches. Nobody watches running. But let's be real. Also, nobody watches high school tennis.
Well, it's not about the watching. I mean, you know, it's one of those.
They're on the same level of importance, is what I mean.
Oh, true.
In terms of like, and so she was like, "Yeah, we hate you," and I'm just like, you know, Marlon, like, you know, Marlon, like, failed all his classes, right?
Oh my gosh.
Well, okay, better
go
example.
Do something about that.
I mean, Marlon's in the NFL now, so you can't.
Good for him. He's awesome.
Hate on
no,
his
he's
success.
Great. Love his success. Listen, but I'm saying
Christian Bell is a better example of what you're talking
about.
Yes. Christian Bell definitely failed his classes. Couldn't even go to Alabama because he did so poorly. So he was our best player at that time.
Yeah, he was. He was a state champion like 11 times, and he was on the he was on the track team.
Yeah, dude, he wouldn't come to practice all year, and then he'd show up at the state meet and
he'd
win
show up
three
like
events.
He'd show up like he'd show up like this like the practice before state. Practice whatever he was gonna do, and then he just go
like,
win.
He just
three
forgot the rules. He's like, so
like the
I
shot put, he would just like
hurdles.
Throw it with the bait like a baseball.
What it's a casual, crazy man!
like that literally, like that's
like
what he would
six,
do. He'd
six,
just show
like
up at 280.
That dude was a monster.
Yeah, he was. And what else did he do for track besides shot put?
He didn't do any running events.
No, he was slow.
I mean, he is big. Yeah.
I guess he would have done.
He wasn't fast like Marlon. Marlon had like multiple state records. I wasn't trying to hate on Marlon. She was just mad
about. No, I know what
you mean. She was just mad at us. I'm like, you know, football players have all these, and like that's fine. They bring in more money, but I was just like, just leave us alone. Like if you don't like just. Myra Miles was a bad person and not really that.
She
great.
Works for TNT Fireworks now.
Wait, really?
So yeah. Kidding. She's like
no.
Yeah, she's like one of their. That? She's like one of the regional presidents or something. Like that.
She just sells shit that blows up.
That's pretty fitting.
Kind of like every move she made, but
sell something that blows up.
That's all she does.
It's all about her blowjobs.
I didn't like her, and I played
I'm
the two sports.
I'm always looking for a blowjob.
And I played
always.
The two sports that she hated the most. Jesus, John.
Come on.
Come on, man. Shacking a fool out here.
I love that segment.
Yeah, she and like because she hated the lacrosse team too for 100%. Like
well, I mean,
no reason. Okay, what reason?
Before we were there, they did a lot of partying.
Oh yeah,
They all went to a hockey game and threw up. All of them were drunk. All of them were drunk, including Kaz, I think. And they were all like, they all got so drunk and wasted that they like threw up all over the seats. Yeah. It was a bad scene, and like. And they were smoking in the hotel room, which that's obvious. Like, if you give a kid a hotel room, he's going to smoke in the hotel room.
Wasn't that like the golden age of Hoover lacrosse?
Yeah,
we
three,
were
three
nasty.
Three
yeah,
peat.
That's like...
blew everyone out. Yeah. Wrong. We should go back to that.
It's so interesting because then like when all those people left the team, like...
We have one state title since, yeah. And it was our freshman year. John was a monster that year.
Yeah, that was my year, bro.
His first game, he had 6 goals.
Oh my gosh.
They just,
you didn't know that?
Yeah, they'd give it to him on the crease, and he was just bigger than everyone. Like, phoop, phoop. Yeah. And you had like one shot for more than 10 yards. It was awesome.
It was a playoff game, but
no, I'm saying in the first game you had like 5
oh,
on the crease,
right. No,
and
yeah,
then
100%.
You had like one at the end, and they gave it to you, and you just stepped in from like right inside the restraining box and just pinned a corner at the bottom, and I was just like, this is the best game.
That was a fun game for sure.
I scored. I might have scored that game because I went in at the end.
Oh, you
end.
Did?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the next game? You definitely had 2 goals in one of those games.
I had,
we played 2 games.
I had 4 goals my freshman year. I had 1 in the first game. I remember that because it was Morgan. Or I had 2 against the Birmingham school. That was in the middle of the year.
Okay.
But the first game we played against that one of the Tennessee teams.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that was Houston.
Houston. And I had Mark Allen came down on a clear across the middle. He threw it to me, and I went around to my defenseman. That was a huge moment in my life, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Because it was my first high school lacrosse game.
Well, also, I mean, your freshman year, you were very prolific on the JV squad.
Yes, that was true.
You could never hit on JV, bro.
Sophomore year, that's why I got mad sophomore year, because I had 17 goals my freshman year on JV, and then I had 41 my sophomore year.
Yeah.
I was like, and then I was playing less on varsity because Patrick.
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
That was a whole thing, yeah.
I didn't forget about that. But
I took a year off, and then they forced him out. And I was just like, oh, so I was.
So now I'm back.
So, yeah, I was right, though. He was awful. It wasn't just me. I've had difficulties with coaches before that have been caused by me primarily. But I was like, this can't just be me. And I was just like, all right, I'll be back if he leaves. And
it's just like you guys had, like, he didn't really have a huge personality, but you definitely did. And then, like, it was hard. Like, it was really hard to clash with him in general.
I honestly tried to be polite to him, and everything he took was just everything. He just took everything that, like, I was being a dick.
Yeah, it was just bad circumstances.
I was
for
just like, I would say, like, yo, what? I would be like, yo, he would say something to me, and I wanted to hear what he said, and I'd be like, what? And he'd be like, run a lap. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Then I said, what again? And I was just like, all right.
Say what again?
Yeah. I was like, and then he would just, he just got super angry all the time after Evan left.
He's a little leprechaun.
Rip.
Not Evan Franklin.
Not you.
Evan did leave, though.
He did leave.
Fucking Evan.
I know.
All right. We definitely should wrap up now.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for being on, Chris Brady.
Christopher, thanks for having me.
Brady.
Missed you, man.
All right. Peace out, fellers.